And now in a store, you ought to know this, you were raised in a store. What would they have that, like made out of paper to put things in that people bought?
Paper bags.
They had those? Mm-hmm. And did you ever hear them called a poke?
Poke, yes.
They would say that?
That's right. They called that a long time ago, uh-huh. Been wanting a poke instead of paper bag.
Oh, they would? Yeah. That's what I was wondering if they had ever said that around here. Well, what about a sack like that cornmeal would come in? If you took your corn to the grist mill and then you, what would they put your meal in? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember the sack. It was just really heavy. Now we had tow sacks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did?
Tow sacks. Mm-hmm. But we got them in the store, you know. Mm-hmm. So I bring coffee in. Mm-hmm. Tow sacks, but we didn't use that to get a meal. We had nice white sacks for them. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you were hauling like corn to the mill, you know, well, what would you call the amount of corn you take to the mill at one time?
About a bushel.
Uh-huh. You said that you took, have you ever heard that called a turn of corn?
Yeah, a turn of corn.
Yeah.
I reckon that's about a bushel, maybe.
That'd be something like that, yeah. Now what would nails come in?
Kegs.
Mm-hmm. And around a barrel, what would you have that would hold the staves in place on a barrel? That ran around the barrel?
Well, that was... I don't remember now what you call them. They a piece of board bent over like that.
Did they ever call them hoops?
Hoops. Yeah, there's a hook that come down and held them together.
Oh, I see.
A hook was a steel, I think.
That was steel, uh-huh.
Yeah, it come down over this wood that made the barrel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But they take a hook to come down on it to hold them
mm-hmm,
together.
Mm-hmm. And what about to put in the top of a bottle?
Stopper.
And...
cork?
It would be cork or stuff. Now, what about a musical instrument that people would play like...
Jew's harp?
Yeah, and then there was one...
French harp?
Oh, yeah, there's a difference between those.
Yeah, Jew's harp and French harp. Jew's harp is one that you do this way.
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen the season. The French harp is just play it and blow it there.
Yeah. And what would you pound nails with?
Hammer.
And on a wagon, the part that goes up between the horses is called the...
tongue.
And then on a buggy, the part that you have to back the horse up in between on a buggy, the...
chaise.
Yeah. And then on a wagon wheel... See, I told you this is stuff you know. On a wagon wheel, if I got this right, there's a hub in the center. Is that right? That's what you call the thing?
Yeah.
In the center. Now...
it's got a thimble on it.
Oh, it's got a thimble.
Yeah, a thimble that works in the hub.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. And then...
it works on the axle.
Oh, then that...
Then the axle.